Sonoma County continues to combat the coronavirus pandemic, and joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Chair of the Board of Supervisors, Linda Hopkins. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Michelle. Thanks so much for having me.
First off, can you tell us about the federal grant funding that was announced or was spoken about during the meeting yesterday? Where does it come from, and what is it going to be used for?
So this is really fantastic news, and you know, I have a huge amount of gratitude to both our federal and state legislators, actually, for really going to the mat for us and trying to draw in as much relief funding as they possibly could. And so this is actually one of multiple sources of funding that the county will be receiving for COVID-19 relief. And this one will allow us not only to actually backfill some of the money that we've already spent, right, general fund dollars that we had to dig, you know, out of our coffers to fund the COVID-19 relief. In some cases, we've actually, you know, dipped into reserve or funds that we had really set aside for, you know, disaster response. We're going into potentially another bad fire season, so it's always helpful to have some money in reserves. And, you know, we're really sort of on the bare bones ration for reserves right now. This will actually allow us to backfill and then also to really invest in the COVID-19 response and also allow us to continue our efforts and some of our efforts on testing and contact tracing as well, which is also really what's going to help guide us out of hopefully the red tier. It's really great news that we're in the red tier and into the orange tier and through this pandemic.
And we're already in the orange tier on some of our metrics, right?
Yeah, you know, we are doing very well, but we're not quite there on all of them. Mm-hmm. So we're still hoping. And what will really help us, obviously, is if everyone maintains their masking, maintains their social distancing, maintains their stringent protocols. And then if you can get tested as often as you can, that actually helps the county because, you know, that it helps us, A, catch any asymptomatic cases that we might have. And then, B, it actually creates a more favorable scenario with respect to the coefficient that the state uses to determine what our tier is. So it's ironic, right, that you kind of have to, you know, invest in testing and sort of almost shift the statistics a little bit. But that's part of the way that the state has set up the framework. And it does incentivize a good thing, which is doing surveillance testing on large portions of the population.
Right. And as you said, people can be carrying coronavirus and not have any idea that they've got it. So getting tested is important. Now, we did hear that our director, Barbie Robinson, is leaving. She's headed to Houston, which is great for them. But what is going to happen here? Do we have any idea as to who will replace her?
Yeah, so the board actually met in closed session yesterday to discuss this, and we actually continued it. And we're going to continue that to our meeting that's happening on Friday. So we'll continue the conversation there. But, you know, the good news is that Barbie Robinson is not actually leaving until May 21st.
Okay.
So we have a couple of months to figure this out. And we're already having conversations about, you know, who would be potentially a great interim director while we conduct a robust national search for a long-term director. But I'll wait until, you know, we formally report that out because, you know, we're supposed to do that formally and we'll take an action as a board and then we'll release that information publicly.
Okay, great. We'll look forward to that. How are we doing on our vaccination efforts right now?
You know, we have a ways to go. And the reason that I say that is that unfortunately our Latinx population is still lagging behind with respect to the percent of Latinx population that has been vaccinated. And so I really want to focus on our five worst zip codes in Sonoma County. Because interestingly, we have some zip codes where you were looking at 80-90% vaccination rate. Geyserville is doing great. Creighton is doing great. And then we have areas like Roseland, like Guerneville, like Rohnert Park, and actually like Calistoga, interestingly, and Annapolis that are really lagging with respect to vaccine access. And so I'm really trying to get the Department of Health Services to focus on, number one, establishing a permanent vaccine site in the Western Santa Rosa community in Roseland to really make sure that we have that on-the-ground access, but then also looking at mobile pop-up opportunities for other communities, particularly some of our rural, far-flung communities where sometimes it's hard to find a permanent location. But if we get a van out there, right, if we get to have a pop-up tent in a parking lot, that's the kind of thing that I think is really going to make a difference. We have to make it easy for folks to get vaccinated. And right now, the vaccines are really going to those who have an ability to, you know, get to the website, right, and get that appointment right at the right moment. And so that's not really necessarily the fairest way to do it. So we want to try to get that geographically distributed access to all of our residents in Sonoma County.
And what about the supply of vaccines? Is that improving at all?
You know, I wish I had better news on that front. It feels like we have been in wait and see mode for quite some time. And we keep being told it's just around the corner. So I'm hoping that in the next couple of weeks, we'll really start to see an increased supply. But right now, we're still really having to reserve vast quantities of the vaccine that we're receiving for second doses, right? Just because we need to make sure that folks get their second doses. The good news is we are seeing some increase in access from the direct federal allocations that are going out to CVS, to Rite Aid, to other pharmacies. And so I've heard from a number of friends who are in the food and farm industry, they've been able to secure vaccines that way. You just have to hit it right, right? You just have to find out, the moment that those appointments open up and happen to be on your computer, that's kind of how I'm hearing folks are getting vaccines right now.
Okay. Now, on another topic, I saw your response to Rohnert Park Vice Mayor Jackie Elwood's recent disturbing experience. Someone called her a racial slur on the phone. Tell us a little bit about your reaction to her experience.
This is just so unacceptable. I have so much respect to Vice Mayor Elwood for taking a really courageous vote on a controversial issue in their community. And the fact that she suffered an anti-Black racist attack from a constituent as a result of a tough vote is absolutely unacceptable. That crosses the line. That is not okay here. It is not okay anywhere. And I really hope that she feels the love and support of her community who, are standing with her. I will do anything that I can to make sure that she feels safe, to make sure that she knows that she is valued and respected by the vast majority of Sonoma County. We can't let, that kind of racism take root. It's just unacceptable, and she should not have to stand for that.
We are seeing increased, not necessarily towards Black people, but Black people included, but definitely attacks on Asian Americans in the Bay Area. Is there anything that the Board of Supervisors is considering about that situation?
I would really like to bring forward a resolution in support of our AAPI community. But at the end of the day, I also want to know, what can we do that's more substantive? It's one thing to speak up, which is really important to do, but what's the action that we're going to take? Are we going to launch an educational campaign? Are we going to, really start to address racism in our community in a way that, brings training, right? Access to, anti-racist and, pro-diversity, pro-inclusivity training to our workforce. And that's actually a conversation that we're having in the county right now. We're looking at getting a racial equity learning framework for our county employees. And I've also actually had some conversations with mayors regarding, wouldn't it be great if we had an open session of, a racial equity curriculum, right, that all of the supervisors, all of the mayors and council members can participate in, really as a way of showing solidarity, but also as a way of, noting that we all have to unlearn racism, and we all have to not just be not racist, but to actively be anti-racist, to try to combat these elements in our society and stand up for, our friends who are people of color. So that's, one thing that we're looking at. So if anyone has any ideas, I am always open to more suggestions. Linda.Hopkins@Sonoma-County.org if you have thoughts on what the county can do to stand up and stand against racism.
We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Take care. Have a great day.
That is Chair of the Board of Supervisors, Linda Hopkins.